What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lens Talk podcast. I'm your host, Austin.
And I'm Brooke.
And today we will be talking about 6 ways to grow your photography business on a budget.
Yes. So we talked briefly in episode 5, gear versus creativity, and just discussed how you shouldn't get too hung up on whatever gear you have. And this is your, you know, the time for your creativity to shine more, and you can still set yourself apart from other people with, you know, no matter what equipment you have. So we're kind of building off that, and we put together 6 ideas to help grow your photography on a budget. So, Austin, why don't you go ahead and say what the first one is?
Yes, our first tip, and this is so important. Make sure your website and your social media is fresh, up to date, and fully represents your brand. Mm-hmm. So even just taking 20 minutes a day to focus on social media, which social media is an amazing and free tool. So it's important to make sure that just reflects your brand and make sure that it's attractive for your ideal customer.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that you can do that and that I like to do is using scheduling apps. The app that I use is called Later, and Later you can schedule your Instagram posts. And so the way I've been doing mine is for the week. I normally sit down on Sunday and I have my, you know, 7 pictures and I schedule my posts. I write out my captions. Later even allows you to do to schedule your first comment. So I do like a caption, and then in my first comment on the post will be my hashtags.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that app can do that too.
Yeah, it's a newer feature. When I first got it, it didn't have that, but then they recently updated it. And so now I can just have a caption with whatever I want to say, but then I can keep the hashtag separate, which I don't know why I like to do that, but yeah. I just like to do that.
Right. I really like one of my favorite things about using the scheduling apps is how you mentioned the captions. Like, that is always the most like time consuming part for me. And so being able to just sit down and like write out all my captions for the different pictures and just know that it's done is like, it is such a weight lifted.
It is. And the thing that, you know, before I used a scheduling app, I would always find myself being like, okay, well, I know, you know, I'm thinking about it at 11 o'clock at night and I'm not going to post the picture now because Instagram's algorithm is weird. So I'm going to post it tomorrow. But then tomorrow, because I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I forget about it and I don't post it like as at the time that I wanted to. So that's how it's been a lifesaver for me, is I can schedule my posts for the exact time that I want them to post. Which helps with the algorithm, because for me, I like to post in the morning time. So, that just helps me keep track and keeping my Instagram current and up to date. And then another part of that with social media is there's so many, and we've talked about Canva before, but there's so many templates on Canva that are good for Instagram posts or good for your Instagram stories or even other social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media accounts that you use. You can find templates that really will create a cohesive look, and that goes to your brand, making sure that the way that your stories look and your posts look and your Facebook look, everything kind of coincides together.
Yeah. No, definitely. I love using Canva too, especially for the story templates. You can even do your Facebook banner, like you mentioned, on there too. So, and it's free. You can pay for like an upgraded option, but you don't have to. So, love that, those options there.
Yes. So what's number 2, Brooke?
Okay. Number 2 is to connect and attempt to work with other models or vendors who are also starting out and just create and build an amazing portfolio. Yes. So reaching out, you know, right now with all of COVID happening, we definitely want to stay safe. But with photography, it's so easy to still wear out your mask, stay more than 6 feet away from people if you need to, or if that makes you more comfortable. So you can still be safe out with photography right now, but we all have a lot of extra time on our hands. And so reaching out to other people that you can find on Instagram or Facebook, all you really need to do is go in the hashtags and search your city, whatever city you live in, and then models. So for example, for me, I would search hashtag Columbus models, and then it would pull up all these other people here in Columbus that are models that you are using that hashtag, and you'll be able to just send them a quick message and just say, hey, I love your style, I love your look, would you like to connect, trade services, you know, pictures for both of our portfolios, really. You can also search whatever city you live in weddings or events, whatever, excuse me, you're looking for. You can search that in the hashtags and then just connect to other people that have those same interests, and you can build your portfolio. And that's a free way to get some more content for both sides. It's like beneficial all around for both people.
Definitely. So tip number three, you can do it yourself. DIY, set up a backdrop in your home, and then you have a home studio. So I actually did this recently, and it is super affordable. So it's great if you're on a budget. I went to Home Depot, or you can go to Lowe's, whatever your local hardware store is, and you can buy PVC pipes and the little connector pieces for the PVC pipes and build your studio, the backdrop setup. And that cost me about $11 and some change for all of the supplies to do that. And it literally took maybe 15 minutes, if that.
Yeah. And it looks so good when you sent me the picture. Like, all you need to do is throw whatever fabric or paper or whatever over it. And it just looked so perfect.
Yeah. I love it. And it was so easy to put together. And it's light. So it's not something that if you had some sort of a heavy duty backdrop, it probably couldn't support that. But for just a nice piece of fabric from, your local arts and crafts store or some type of a paper backdrop, it would work perfectly for that. And so that can allow you to work from home, or you can even elevate an outdoor photo shoot. I've been seeing a lot of outdoor photo shoots, even with celebrities, where they're like in a field and then there's just kind of randomly a backdrop behind them in the middle of this field. But it looks really good. And so I'm really excited to have this, and it's easy for me to take it apart, throw it in the back seat of my car and take it to whatever location I want to shoot at and set it back up, drape some fabric over it and get some really dope pictures without having to rent studio space.
Yes. Yeah. No, I cannot believe that. It only cost you like $11 to make. So,
yes.
I mean, we can find that in our couch cushions right about now. So that's definitely something, anybody can do.
Exactly.
Point number four is to use Pinterest. You can use Pinterest for a variety of things, but if you're in maybe a creative rut or you need some more inspiration for how to maybe take your business a different direction, go on Pinterest and just search portrait photography, creative portrait photography, new ideas for photography. You can just search anything and see what some of the newer images are out there, the newer styles of either editing or ways of posing a model. And that works whether you're looking for wedding inspiration, model inspiration, event photography inspiration. And then you can kind of take those different ideas and recreate them. It doesn't cost anything to just go out and, just play around. So I love getting on Pinterest. I have a whole inspiration board. I'm sure every photographer does.
Yes.
If you have some extra downtime or want to get some new content, but maybe you don't want to reach out to anybody, this is something you can totally go and do on your own to help grow not only your Instagram feed, but pictures for your website. And then that will in turn give you a bigger portfolio to show people.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm weird, but I actually make Pinterest boards for almost every client that I book with, because I'll kind of look up based on where I'm shooting with that person at. Yes. I'll look up keywords that fit like the scenery of where we're going to be. Like if it's urban or a city or a country or Southern or whatever it is, to get ideas. And then I kind of create a board specifically for that shoot that I have planned.
Yeah, no, that is a really good idea. I jump on there too. I don't create a whole board, but I definitely jump on there and like search what I'm getting ready to do, and then like maybe download 5 or 6 pictures to my phone. That way, when I'm out there, I can get a quick refresh if I want to, direct them a certain way.
Right.
So no, that is a really good idea. You can, because sometimes whether if you haven't done maybe family photography in a while, or if you haven't done branding photography in a while, to be able to go on there and kind of refresh for that next shoot is super helpful too. So that's definitely a
Definitely.
good idea. Okay, Austin, what is tip number five?
So tip number five is blogging. So adding a blog to your website will really help to generate traffic to your website, which is a good thing because that could lead to more inquiries. So one thing with blogging is it's really beneficial to help with your search engine optimization or your SEO for your website. And so whenever you do a session or a wedding, try to write a quick blog about it and use keywords that are specific to the venue that you shot at or the city that you were shooting in. And that will just help rank your website higher up when people are Google searching. So if you tag, in some kind of way, Columbus wedding photographer, or you tag the name of the venue that you shot at in Columbus, then when a potential bride is Googling wedding photographers in Columbus or the venue name wedding photographer, they will have a greater chance at finding your website, which could get you more business.
Yeah, no, definitely, because I think especially with weddings, I think finding a venue and then a photographer are some of the earliest details a lot of brides or a lot of couples, take care of, because they are the things that go the fastest, really. So, and if you can find a venue and then find a photographer that maybe has shot at that venue a lot, or even just once or twice before, that's just a direct way to connect you to all of those future brides for that same venue.
Exactly, exactly.
So yeah, no, that's definitely a really good idea there.
Okay, I think we made it to the last tip, Brooke. What's tip number six?
Tip number six is doing stock photography. I know you're probably thinking, where the heck did this come from? What even is stock photography? What, like, how is that going to help me? So stock photography, you can really use as a way to make money on the side and then to fund your main photography business. There is a video, one of my favorite YouTubers, photographer YouTubers, is the channel Mango Street, and they have a video on it, and be sure to add the link to that video in the description for the podcast here. But they really go into detail and talk about how it's something that they do too. You can search for, or not search, I'm sorry. You can take pictures and like set up scenes for really common situations. But then they also teach you how to be really specific in the same type of general photo, which I know sounds confusing, but you'll have to watch that video. But there are a ton of websites you can upload your stock images to, and then they'll pay you per image that they end up using. So it's a really cool way. You might be able to just lay down a backdrop at your house, or grab a friend and maybe take some headshots or some pictures of, for example, someone in a nice office or sitting at a cafe with a laptop. Those pictures that a lot of like websites use. And then when you sell those images to the companies, that's money right there that it didn't cost you really anything to do, and it can feed into the rest of your photography business.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I hadn't thought about, but I mean, why not? It gives you an opportunity to just keep shooting and practicing and honing your skills, but then you can also,
Exactly.
like you said, sell those pictures and it expands your income. So that's a good tip.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that I really want to try to do more of, especially with COVID happening. It's, kind of a smart way to branch your business out a little bit, and you can just use anything that you already have, or even go to the dollar store or the dollar section in Target and grab a couple of little props to use or something, and yeah, just try to make some extra money from it.
Yes, that was good. These were good tips.
Yes, I think so too. It's
Yeah.
something that we can all even go back to, like no matter what point of your business you're at, and even outside of photography, maybe you're in another avenue of a creative business. These are all tips that you can really apply to different fields too.
Yeah. Well, good. So that wraps up episode number 6 of the Lens Talk podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. And just to give you a preview of next week's episode, next Tuesday on hashtag Lens Talk Tuesday, we have another special guest, our friend Cherie. She owns Couture Events by Cherie, a local wedding event planning company in Charlotte. And we will be talking with her about how to successfully plan a styled shoot. And so this will actually kind of start a series. We'll be doing a
Yes.
planning series. So this will be the first of several episodes around the planning topic.
Yes,
So,
and it was so awesome talking to Cherie. You guys, she's so knowledgeable. Definitely make sure you come back and listen to her episode.
yeah, so stay tuned and join us next Tuesday. But in the meantime, be sure to connect with us on Instagram. We are at Lens Talk Podcast. And our email is lenstalkpodcast@gmail.com. So DM us on Instagram, email us, ask us questions, give us episode ideas. We also have a private Facebook group. It's Lens Talk Photography Group. You can search that on Facebook and join. And we're just really excited to continue to grow a network of photographers and creatives that can just support each other. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast on your listening platform of choice. Leave us a rating. Let us know how we're doing. And go to our anchor profile. That's the link in our Instagram bio. And we'll link it in the episode description below. And you can support our show for as little as 99 cents a month. And we would really appreciate that.
See you next Lens Talk Tuesday.